Hello and welcome to the Brexit Leagues podcast. I'm Sungrai Tramba and we are back. I know it's been a while, but we are back for a brand new series ahead of the 2023-24 EFL season, which gets underway on Friday night. We're recording this on a Thursday, so yeah, it'll be tomorrow, and it all starts with Sheffield Wednesday against Southampton. And obviously, just like before, I'm in the company of Ethan Oliver. Ethan, hello.
Hello there, my friend. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. And yourself?
Yeah, all good, thank you. All good.
That's good, man.
Excited for the new season?
Yeah, and obviously, I'm meant to be going on holiday whilst the season's starting, maybe in a couple of weeks. But obviously, you've just come back from holiday as well, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I have done. Been to Wales.
Yeah,
how would actually that? Better weather than here.
Well, it's been a bit warm the last couple of days, I can tell you that.
To be fair.
Yeah. But yeah, you know the drill, but we all know the drill by now. So yeah, we're going to talk about our dark horses, you know, who's going to get promoted, who's going to get relegated from each league. We're going to do a full championship table from 24 to first. So yeah, that'll be quite interesting. Sorry, my brother has come into the room. That was a bit annoying of him, but we are going to be doing that. Also, we're going to be having a look at League One and League Two and thinking about who could get promoted and relegated. Yes, I know a lot of people who listen to this podcast will say Wrexham, and quite rightly so, and we'll understand. But it'll be interesting to get everyone's thoughts on that. So let's get into it. The 2023-24 Skybet Championship season. It starts tomorrow night, as I said, and starts with Sheffield Wednesday against Southampton. Let's do predictions first. What do you think that score is going to be?
I think that's going to be a very one-sided affair between a newly promoted, newly relegated team. Obviously, Southampton will still have James Ward-Prowse. That's all they need. 3-0.
Oh, interesting. Hillsborough, obviously, I know it was in League One last season. I think myself, it's a fortress, isn't it? It was a fortress last season. You know, I think only Barnsley in that one there. I think you know, Wednesday could give him a game. I mean, this goes one promotion out of the Championship with Watford. But I think it's going to be entertaining affair. I'm going to say a 2-2 draw.
Fair play.
Yeah, let's go on to the Saturday games. And we'll start, actually, with Norwich City against Hull. Norwich had a poor season last season. Hull, I suppose, had the season of progression. How do you think this one's going to go?
I think this one's going to be one of your tight, usual first game of the seasons. Can't see either scoring or winning, being a 0-0 draw.
Yeah. I mean, Norwich are a bit boring to watch. Sorry, Norwich fans, if you're watching, if you're listening to this. But yeah, I mean, Norwich, it's just been all change and stuff, you know, but we'll talk about transfers and that a bit later on. We're going to go now down to Devon, into the southwest. Newly promoted club, my championship club, Plymouth Argyle, up against Huddersfield, of course, still managed by the GOAT himself, Neil Warnock. What's your prediction for that?
I think this one's going to be an entertaining game, to be fair. I think it'll be a case of momentum from Plymouth,
yeah,
and a bit of solidity from Huddersfield. Expect to see a solid defence from Huddersfield due to, obviously, Neil Warnock. I think Plymouth will go at them. New signing Whittaker.
Yes.
Didn't they sign another forward lad as well?
Finnezaz was signed yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good sign as well.
I think also they signed, obviously, they got Bally Mumba back.
That well. Could be the signing of the season, potentially.
Good price as well from Norwich.
£1 million,
yeah. Is it? £1 million, yeah.
For League One player of the season last season.
Mm.
I think, potentially, he could prove to be the difference in this game. I think it'd be a 2-1 Plymouth.
I mean, you know, I was thinking about it ever since the game came out. I thought Plymouth will get off to a winning start. I think I think Plymouth will win this game 2-0. I really do. On to the next one, I think. Bristol City against Preston. Go on for that. What do you think about that one?
Snooze fest, 0-0.
It does feel like a game that's got 0-0 written all over it. I don't blame you for saying that. It's honestly
not going to be entertaining at all. It's a game I will not be going out my way to watch.
Yeah. Even if I was either a fan of both clubs, I mean, no, I wouldn't go and watch that. That'd be a bit of a boring game.
It would.
Yeah.
Both sets of fans, because Preston fans, I think last season at home, sat through 9 0-0 draws at home alone.
And you remember last season, if you remember, like one of the episodes I said, they're like, Preston are so boring to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, they man. Really are.
But then they were struggling for goals until striker Tom Cannon came in last season and he had a good record. It's looking likely that they're the front runners for him again. But
of course.
He obviously won't be there for the game. But...
Let's go on to the next game. We go to the Riverside now. Middlesbrough obviously lost out to obviously your team. We'll get on to your team shortly. But in the playoff semi-final. But Middlesbrough start with a tough game, actually. It's Millwall away. Millwall, sorry, at home.
Yeah. Riverside, it's a very tough ground to go to. I've been there myself. Got to give it to Middlesbrough fans. Good home support, to be fair.
Very good.
It'll be quite a loud game for fans because Millwall sometimes provide good away support. And first they feel it's going to be a very good game. I can see Middlesbrough starting off a bit ropey, obviously losing their talent. I don't think Akpom will be quite ready because I don't think he's had much for pre-season. I can see potentially 1-0 either way. I'm going to go with Middlesbrough. They'll kick it into gear second half and steal the win.
I mean, Millwall, obviously, we know, have had a difficult few weeks because obviously the owner passed away. And obviously, you know how much he loved the club. But, Millwall, I think, you know, they're always there or thereabouts, aren't they? I always predict them to finish in that top half. I think they will again. We'll come on to predictions later. But I think, yeah, agree with you there. I think it's got to be a 2-1 win, though. I think
this is finally their year to make the playoffs, but they don't get past the semi-final.
Yeah, of course. But we'll talk more about the playoffs later on in the show. If we go to the next game, we're at the Bet365 next. Stoke City have been cooking in this window. What is going on? They face Rotherham on Saturday.
They just want to be a new calf. They've signed Michael Rose, Luke McNally. Who are they coming after next? Kyle McFadden?
No, who knows?
Then again, you look at Luke McNally, like obviously could have the Leo Ostergaard effect where on loan at Cov, quality, and go downhill a bit, fall out of favour. But I like McNally, good player. It's going to be a tight game. Rotherham, obviously, quite solid. They've lost key player of Benny. And it'll be tough for them. I think this one will be a 1-1 draw. Stoke don't look like they've got much goals in them.
I think obviously Stoke have obviously improved. I think they will improve this year. I think though, I mean, Rotherham obviously, like you say, have lost with Benny on the free to Luton. I think Stoke win this game. I think it's going to be like a 1-0 victory for Stoke.
Yeah.
But if we head from Staffordshire to South Wales, we find Swansea City. Gets the Birmingham City side that's got new owners and Tom Brady taking them over. So what's your prediction for Michael Duff's first game in charge against Birmingham?
I think if you look at Swansea, they always get the new manager recruitment right. I think Michael Duff will be exactly the same. Then obviously Birmingham. If you look at on paper, the signings they made have been good. But if you dig into it a bit more, they're more players that were good but have gone a little bit downhill. I think they're going to be a bit overrated this season. Don't think they'll be bad. They'll be better than normal. But some people overhype them. Swansea, I can see them doing well this season, you know. I quite like Swansea. They're not too bad.
Yeah.
Other than when they play against Carve.
They always turn up for you lot.
They do. It's really annoying. I can see this one ending a 2-0 Swansea.
Oh, good prediction there. I think Duff did a great job at Barnsley. Obviously, I think they were unlucky in the playoff final. I can't lie, but I can't deny that. But, you know, I think hopefully, you know, Swansea improved this season. But obviously, it is one of the toughest championships I've seen for at least 4 or 5 seasons. So it's been a bit of a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we go up to Lancashire now. Blackburn Rovers, as we speak, have just lost their goalkeeper Kaminski to Luton. But they start with West Bromwich Albion at Ewood Park. What's your thoughts on that one?
I think both clubs are going to be in a bit of a downward trend this season.
Oh, good idea.
I think, obviously, it's not going to look pretty for both. Potentially, this could be a ball fast as well. I think I'm going to go nil-nil.
I mean, obviously, I think we mentioned it a few weeks ago. West Brom don't have any parachute payments now because obviously they've been out of the Premier League a couple of seasons. So I think it's maybe going to be a bit of a struggle. But obviously, I've seen that Josh Maguire has joined the club. But what sort of an impact will he make? Because Daryl DK is always injured. But I think I'm going to be with Blackburn here. I think Blackburn are just going to narrowly edge it. I think it's going to be a 2-1.
Good prediction, to be fair.
Yeah.
I do think there'll be no goals in it, though.
We'll have to find out Saturday.
Well.
moving on, and QPR have got a good record against Watford away. They've won on their last 2 visits. Under 2 different managers, Warburton and Beale. But they go to Watford on Saturday. What are your thoughts on that one?
QPR, I have to say, it is not looking good over there.
No, it is not. No.
If you look at Ainsworth's interview after the pre-season game, they got battered, I think 5-0.
Against Oxford, yeah.
Yeah. His comments weren't exactly inspiring. It was like talking about some players maybe not wanting to be there. And in my eyes, that's probably the likes of Ilias Chair, Chris Willock, and even Lyndon Dykes. Which, obviously, they're 3 main players. Obviously, Dykes, not Dykes, Chair and Willock, quality players in this league. Watford, they've lost players as well.
They've now lost all their main matches.
Yeah, Joao Pedro, Ismail Assar.
They obviously lost Dennis last season as well.
Still have to back Watford against QPR. 1-0.
Yeah. Ishmael gets off to winning start. Agreed. QPR, I don't know what to say about them, you know. We're going to talk more about them in depth a bit later on, but honestly, it's not looking good over in West London right now. I mean, obviously, it'll be a short away day to Watford, but I don't think things are looking great. And I feel like Ainsworth might be the first one to go. I can't even lie. I'm saying rather than it being Ishmael, because I don't know, just nothing's looking right for Queen's Park Rangers.
I have to agree.
On Sunday's games, and you're going to this game on Sunday, I'm guessing. Leicester against Coventry. Huge game to kick off the season at the King Power.
M69 Derby.
That's it. First time since 2012.
It's like crazy. Like it's first game of the season. Rivalry. a game between two clubs who are looking to be up there. Both teams have done quite good recruitment as well. Obviously, Leicester have lost Connor Cody already to injury, but they've still got players like Callum Doyle who will miss. They've got Bednarek, Fies. Still got some good players in there.
Bednarek is Southampton.
Not Bednarek, sorry. The other one, Vestergaard.
Yeah.
And then they've still got Wilfred Ndidi.
They still do.
How do they still have Wilfred Ndidi?
And they've still got Daka as well.
Daka's not exactly clinical, though, is he?
No. He was in one game against Sparta at Moscow a couple of seasons.
Yeah. Obviously, Korf. What can I say? Transfer window's been booming. Warsaw potentially could have a new striker in to come on the bench. Hadji Wright, apparently 7 million up front, 7.7. And then about rising to 11 million euros. Heck of a signing that would be. This game is, I think the atmosphere is going to like make it as good a game. It's going to be like the best game this game week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so entertaining. It's going to be a 3-3, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Leicester obviously the favourites to win the championship. Of course they are. I think on paper, even despite the market value being lower than Southampton's, I think they've got the best squad in the championship. And as you said, yeah, keeping Ndidi's massive, Daka, Vardy, you know, Iheanacho, as long as they've kept like some of the core group, I suppose, despite the relegation, I think they'll be okay. I think Leicester have got the home. Leicester need to get off to a winning start. But I mean, obviously your team's recruited quite well. I mean, you're about to complete a £7.7 million signing, I read. So, yeah, it's going to be certainly an interesting game. It's a tough one to predict. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think you're going to lose 1-0. Sorry, mate. I
want to see more goals than that.
Yeah, but it'll be a tough game.
It will.
Tough game. But on to the next one, and it's another relegated side, Leeds United against Cardiff City, who now have the former Fenerbahce manager, Errol Bulut, in charge. So how do you see this one going in Daniel Farke's first game?
I think I'm not really sure with Leeds at the moment.
Right.
You can't quite decide whether I think they're going to be good, average, or even Liverpool Sunderland. Cardiff, so tough as well because they've signed some good players, but they're not. I just can't see them doing well.
Ramsey's. It's because he's returning to the club.
Yeah, my only thing with them is will he stay fit? I think, personally, this game ends 1-1.
It's going to be... again, I think Leeds-Cardiff, I mean... I think you need to win this game. Farke gets off to a winning start for me. I think, obviously, knowing with Norwich, he won the championship twice, you know, in three seasons. But
He did.
Yeah, he obviously went to Krasnodar, didn't manage a game because of the invasion. But then, obviously, he went to Gladbach last year, Borussia Mönchengladbach, and obviously got sacked at the end of last season. But I think Farke, I think, of course, has got a huge rebuild on his hands now. New ownership and all that. I think, though, Leeds will get off to a winning start. They have the Elland Road crowd behind them. I think it'll be a 3-1 victory.
Interesting.
If we go on to the next game, though, the final game, actually, out of 12, it's a huge... Well, two big clubs, Sunderland and a side that scored the most goals in English football's top four tiers? Ipswich Town. What are your predictions for this one?
Right. I think Ipswich Town are being majorly overhyped this season. They're not going to be the next Sunderland at all. Like, people are thinking they're going to be like, oh, they're going to do a Sunderland. But if you look at their squad, they're players that haven't exactly been world beaters in the Championship before. It's like, whereas Sunderland have got players that have been, like Alex Pritchard, Roberts. They even had like their striker, Stewart, quality. Ellis Sims on loan first half of the season, now Coventry. I've also got like Jack Clark, good player. Like, whereas Ipswich, I don't really know. They're not going to be all that. I think Sunderland get off to winning ways, like home game, first game of the season. I can only see this going one way, 2-0. Yeah. Sunderland.
Tough one to predict, I think. Because I don't think Ipswich get relegated. I don't think Ipswich get promoted. I think, you know, it's all about for league teams that come up from League One to be consolidated in the Championship. That's the main aim. The main aim is to consolidate. You know, I think all three promoted clubs will stay in the division. But, you know, I think Ipswich, though, I think there'll be a dark horse. But I rank them in the top. I rank them in the top half of the Championship, but not as in top six. Like maybe between like 8th and 12th for me. But we'll have to see.
I disagree.
But we'll go on to prediction. My prediction for that game. I've gone with it's a tough one to predict, but probably Sunderland 2, Ipswich 2. So I've gone on the fence there again, but I think that's the best I could do for that one. But moving on, let's start with our Championship table. We're gonna go from 24th all the way up to first. So who are your bottom three in the Championship?
I've gone from 24th up to 22nd. Bottom, yep. QPR, Sheffield Wednesday, and Rotherham.
Interesting. Tell me why he's gone for those three. Two clubs from South Yorkshire, one from West London.
I've gone for QPR because I can't see it ending well for them this season. Looking at their form, they were statistically the worst team in the league for like the last quite a few months. It's not looking good. Sheffield Wednesday, basket case at the moment. Nothing more needs to be said. It's not going to be good value for money on the season tickets, that's all I'm saying. Rotherham. I don't know. Can't see them stabilising because it's not Rotherham. And also, they've lost some good players.
And obviously, sometimes we always talk about budgets, but sometimes the teams even with the lowest budgets, we've seen Luton Town do it, we've seen your team do it, you know. It can work. You know, you don't have, it's not all about, you know, having the biggest budget in the Championship. That means nothing in that league, and like the Premier League, you know. That's what I've always loved. I've watched the league 13 years, you know, and that's what I've always loved about it, when you see the smaller teams beat the bigger teams. But in terms of my bottom three, I've gone for QPR, like at bottom. I've said Rotherham 23rd, and I've actually gone Cardiff City 22nd.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I don't know, Cardiff, they do say they're placed under an embargo or something, isn't it? Which means they can only sign players for free. I think I might change it, though. I think this was the initial one, but I think I might change it to have Cardiff stay in the Championship. I don't know who I'd replace them with yet. But I think it's just because of the embargo and stuff that, like, Reading's situation. So that's why I've gone with them there. QPR, again, it's looking bleak over there. Rotherham, Matt Taylor hasn't really got much experience in the Championship, even though he was brought in from Exeter partway through last season. But I don't see Rotherham staying. I mean, they've got Cafu now, you know, but from Forest. But no, I think Rotherham go down. Who have you got then in between 21st and 17th?
So from 21st to 17th, we've gone Plymouth, Bristol City, Hull.
Is this from 21 to 17, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ipswich, then Cardiff.
Oh. You said Hull in one of them, did you?
Yeah, Hull at 19th.
Okay. Right. So what's your thinking behind that? Do you know, and I'm glad you've backed the Pilgrims to stay in the Championship.
Plymouth, obviously, they won League One last season. They're a very exciting team to watch. They've made some good signings. Obviously, Ballon, Whittaker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to stay up? Obviously, the other three teams are worse than them. Ipswich, already said my reasons. Overhyped. Cardiff, I've backed to stay like comfortably up because they've made some decent signings, but don't necessarily see it being a good season still.
It's going to be a interesting one, but I think you've got fair points there. I suppose you are right. Ipswich are overhyped. Obviously, I'll let you know I put them in my Championship table, but I've gone Huddersfield. Huddersfield, I think, will stay in the league. I've gone Wednesday, even though they have signed a few players in the last few days. But I've gone Preston, Bristol City and Plymouth to finish 17th. And I think I agree. Our guy to make good signings. You said Barley Mumba, Morgan Whittaker, Azaz, you know. And also Plezugula, I think, was a very good acquisition for free as well from 20. So, yeah, I think getting those kind of players in was good. And obviously, yeah, that was a good reason. I think Bristol City might struggle because they're about to lose like Scott to Bournemouth, it's reported. I think Preston always a difficult one. Preston will never go down, they'll never go up. So it's like I could have put them anywhere in between like 11th and like 16th. So that was a tough one. But I've put them 19th because they lack goals and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's all fair. So if we're going up the table, we're going from 16th to 13th now. Who have you put there?
West Brom.
16th.
Yep, Huddersfield.
Okay.
Blackburn, then Birmingham.
Interesting. West Brom fans, well, if you're listening to this, you'll be wondering why Ethan's put you 16th. Tell us, why have you put the Albion 16th?
No parachute pair.
That's Managing right.
Chaos. I'm not seeing much quality coming in.
Mm.
They've lost some good players.
Mm. Obviously, Grant on loan. Grant on loan as well.
Yeah. It happens when that happens to teams like. Then I've gone Blackburn also to drop off because. Same reasons, really, other than the ownership.
They've been forced into a fire sale, apparently.
Okay, actually, I forgot about the ownership issues. So, same reasons, really.
Thank you.
Who does he want to be comfortable this
year? Yeah, he's in the. Is it? Sorry, he's in the uncle's room. No, sorry about that. Keep carrying on.
Then I've gone Birmingham mid table. Don't see him performing much higher than that, but. Mid-table.
Interesting. I think, to be fair, I have put Birmingham 16th, which is a bit, which is quite well away from danger, to be fair. I could put them higher. I think Swansea's another year in transition. I think they'll improve. I think they'll do decent under Duff, but I think it's a year of transition. I've put Norwich, you'll be surprised, I put my hometown club, I suppose, Norwich 14th. But my reason for that being is because it's just not a great mood around there. Like Norwich won't have parachute payments in the next couple of seasons. So I just felt it was a bit toxic last year. And obviously Webber leaving and stuff. But I don't see anything that convinces me Norwich City will be anywhere near the top six this season either. Blackburn again, I think, like I said, Kaminsky to Luton now confirmed. I think they'll drop off, that's for sure. So it should be it'll be quite interesting to see where they do end up. Let's go to your top. Let's go 12th to 8th.
I've gone...
No, 12th to 7th. To 7th. I've gone
Preston, because they're just... You look at them, they're just our 12th.
They're always there.
Stoke, 11th.
Oh,
Watford, 10th.
Watford, 10th.
Sunderland, 9th.
Right.
Swansea, 8th.
Hmm.
And just missing out, maybe controversial, but Leeds, 7th.
Oh, interesting. Why have you gone? Why have you thought of that?
So, Leeds, I don't know. As I said, I can't quite make my mind up, so I have them just missing out. Swansea, I'll give my reasons for them doing well earlier on. Sunderland, they'll be good, but they won't replicate last season. Stoke, good recruitment. They'll just be a solid of a table club. Watford, I can't see them having a massive drop-off, even with losing players. They have got Ishmael in, who knows how to do decent with a club of that stature. Obviously, he didn't do terribly with West Brom. But 10th. So, yeah.
Fairs. I mean, I've got Stoke actually in the top half. I agree with you on that. I put Stoke there 12th. I've actually put Hull 11th because I think Hull have done some decent business. I think Vinagre was a good signing. I can't even lie, on a loan. You put Watford 10th, so did I. I put Albion in 9th because I think Corbran will get them there and thereabouts. I think I put Millwall in 8th again, just missing out. Now, obviously, I said Ipswich 7th, but that might change. So we'll just have to see. We should look at these at halfway through the season, see where everyone's at. Try and rejuggle like a few of these predictions rounds. But yeah, I think I've put... The reason I put Watford 10th is, yeah, I think Ishmael is decent. It didn't really work at the Albion, to be honest with you. I think West Brom just... I don't know, it's just... Nothing's right there at the minute. It's just a bit, 50-50. But I think Millwall are a top-half team, but do well on a lower budget compared to some of the other teams. So I think Millwall will be there and thereabouts. Ipswich, I think. You are right, Senda, that we have as many proven Championship players, even though you've seen Chaplin and stuff play in the league. But I think it'll be tough. It'll be quite a tough ask. But even Ipswich finishing 11th, to be fair, they should regard that a good season. So tell me then, who are the four playoff teams?
I've gone with Millwall in 6. As I said, it's their year to make it. They won't get promoted. They'll lose in the semi-final.
Mm.
I've gone with Middlesbrough in 5th.
Right.
They'll be like last season, really. I think they might drop off at the end, which is why they'll be 5th. My club, Carlton, 4th.
Right.
Norwich in 3rd.
What's your reasoning behind that?
Just had a feeling about them 4, really. And don't really know how to explain it. Just think those 4 will be there.
Right. Fair enough. I mean, with my playoff places, I've gone Coventry 6th. So I have got your team in it. Initially, I put your team in like 10th, 11th, or 12th, whatever it was, but that's changed now. I think Sunderland 5th, Leeds 4th, Saints 3rd. I think I've gone Coventry 6th because I think you lot have done very good recruitment. I'm sure you could agree on that. Getting Kim a good buy.
I think
yeah.
This is a transition year.
Mm.
But Bennett will still do well. I think if we don't go up this year, next year we're going for a title charge.
Your Correa as well, obviously. I know you've lost him, but you certainly invested well into getting
it. All depends on Gus this year. Star Bahama, if he sticks around, we'll be in the playoffs. Yeah, then I'll drop us down.
It'll be an interesting one because Hamer's obviously linked with the likes of Burnley and stuff, so it could be interesting to see if he stays playing in a Coventry City shirt. But I'm sure he will be playing on Sunday as it stands. But Saints obviously have gone third because I think obviously Russell Martin's never been in the playoffs, but I think he might just about do it with Southampton. Bigger budget. I think Lavi is obviously linked with Liverpool, as you all know. But I think if they keep Ward-Prowse and stuff, I think they'll be all right, you know. I think they'll be up there. But tell me, who are your top two?
To finish second, hate to say it, but Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
To win the league, I've gone with Southampton.
Interesting.
Now, might be for this. Southampton, they have a bit of a feel-good factor about them, in my opinion, at this moment. They've made some savvy pickups. They've managed to keep around some good players. They've also got Smallbone, Teller, who were on loan in the league last season.
At Burnley.
They've got Armstrong and Che Adams, who know the league and comfortably are good goal scorers in this league. You've got James Ward-Prowse. If he stays around for the whole season, Southampton will pass the 100-point mark, I'm telling you. He is going to be the difference for them this season if he stays. If not, they'll still win the league, but he will just... he'll be the best player the Championship's ever seen.
Well, yeah, because Ward-Prowse, let's be honest, he's a Premier League player. He is, like, he shouldn't be playing in the Championship, you know.
He's a top player.
Free kicks, world class. But obviously, Nigel Adkins gave him his chance at Southampton. And he was the last man to take Southampton to the Premier League. And obviously, that was 11 years ago, obviously.
Was his debut against Cov?
It was against Cov, yeah.
Yeah, FA Cup 2012.
I think so. But he was at St Mary's when obviously Southampton got promoted in 2012 under Adkins. Back to back promotions, that was. I remember that. Obviously, it was obvious that wasn't good for you because you got relegated. But certainly it'll be an interesting affair when Southampton and Coventry meet. But Saints, I think, you know, they've got a young squad, you know. They've got some players in there, like, they're definitely keeping Ariba, and they're not going to go. So, yeah, hopefully they might bounce back at the first time of asking. But with my top two, I've gone for Leicester to win the Championship and Middlesbrough to finish second. But that might change. Keep hold of Tube Rackpom and he doesn't go the blade to Sheffield United. I think Burrow will be up there under Carrick. You can see, like, he's implemented the style of play. You know, he's a great manager, I think. He's obviously at United, we nurtured him. But I think he's definitely got the potential to succeed at Middlesbrough. I think he's so close back in May, of course. But I think he's done an outstanding job at up and Teesside, and I think Steve Gibson's definitely... Well, sorry it cut out there. Ethan did have a few technical problems. But let's quickly go on to League One, promotions, relegations, playoffs. I think Derby County, and Harvey, if you listen to this, you'll be loving this. I think you'll win the league title. I think you'll go up with Bolton Wanderers. I think Bolton certainly did well. You know, I don't think Barnsley will be there this time, but I think the playoff places will be made up of Reading, Blackpool, not Wigan. I think Charlton Athletic will be there. And also, you're going to be surprised by this one, Oxford
And I think Oxford, because Oxford have really cooked in this window. Like, they've certainly improved the side. I think Oxford will do quite well this season. So that is my take. I'm going to be going Northampton Stevenage on Saturday, so that should be all good. Relegation. Goodness me. Port Vale. I don't know why people say Fleetwood. I don't know why people say Fleetwood. But for me, it's not going to be them. It's not going to be Wigan either. But, oh, God. Exeter won't go down. I think it'll be Cambridge, Carlisle, Port Vale. And things don't go right, I think Shrewsbury. Which is a very huge statement to make. And sorry, Peterborough fans, you're missing out on the playoffs. But I think Portsmouth actually get the second auto spot as well. So, yeah. League One's always difficult to predict, eh? If I'm going to Sky Bet League Two, I'm thinking Wrexham are obviously favourites. But, yeah, I think, I hate to say it, but, yeah, they'll blow the league out. I think Notts County will be quite tough, you know, but I think Donny would go up McCann. You've got to give him a chance. They'll improve. So I think Donny, you could give him a chance. But I think it'll be Stockport who make amends from last season. Going up in third, I think, the Gills. Playoff places, Notts County, MK Dons, Bradford. And I'm going to go Salford in that top seven. I think relegated, Crawley Town's not looking good. And I don't know why everyone's putting Morecambe there. Harrogate. Harrogate Town. Just, I think they struggled, I think, last season. But Harrogate, this has got to be Harrogate Town. Sorry, Simon Weaver and Cohen Harrogate fans up in North Yorkshire. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But, yeah, they're all our predictions. Thank you to Ethan again for his take on what the championship season's going to look like in his work, in his eyes. So, yeah, that is it for this podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about the Premier League's return and where everyone's going to finish. Are Luton Town going to stay up? And who will make the top four? And will Manchester City win a sixth league in seven seasons? Blimey. Join us for that. See you next week. Bye-bye.